Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having George Levy back on the show. George is a longtime Brain Trust member. He is an award-winning lecturer and senior instructor on blockchain, Bitcoin, and cryptocurrency at the Blockchain Institute of Technology. He's a Udemy course instructor, and he's one of our top crypto experts. And he's our good friend, George. Welcome back.
Thank you kindly, Jim. Very excited to speak with you and so excited to be able to share some news with the audience.
You have news. Now, let's set the table, though, on where things are. Folks, we're talking about the crypto world, this whole visit with George. Cryptocurrency, which is not the same thing as the e-money in your bank. The technology that it rides on, which is basically blockchain for almost all of it. And really, in a lot of ways, the future of money. So, George, when Bitcoin was invented and basically launched about 11 years ago by Satoshi Nakamoto, the name that's attributed to the founder, when it was launched, there were, what was it, is it 2 million Bitcoins maximum that could be mined and created? Was that the number? Is it 20 million? I've forgotten the number.
Yep, the maximum number is 21 million.
21 million.
And,
So imagine, folks, if we had all the gold that was ever going to be in the world, if we knew where all of that was and it was already in somebody's possession, that would have an impact on the value of gold. And so, is that why he made 21 million as the maximum to kind of hold on to the valuation?
Yeah, so the key thing is that Bitcoin is a deflationary currency, and it's designed to actually reduce the supply over time, which is very different, for example, when you're dealing with a fiat currency like the United States. If it feels that for monetary easing, they need to print billions of dollars, they can do that.
The Fed has printed trillions of dollars over the last 11 years.
Yeah, and the point is, in Bitcoin, that can't happen. In Bitcoin, every Bitcoin is mathematically included into the formula until we reach 21 million Bitcoins, which will be reached approximately in the year 2140.
I thought we were approaching that a lot quicker. I thought we were approaching Bitcoin mining a lot quicker. Was I wrong about that?
Well, I'm going to give you here the specifics, which is what's so interesting about this. You said something really, really enlightening. So Bitcoin, the first block ever mined on Bitcoin, the first time that a Bitcoin was ever created, was on January 3rd, 2009. So we just celebrated the 11th anniversary on the 3rd of this year. So that's actually a big year. Happy birthday, Bitcoin. Just happened now. Now, here's what's interesting. When Bitcoin started, every block, that is, approximately every 10 minutes, a new block is created, and 50 Bitcoins were used to be made at that time. When Bitcoin began, there were 50 new Bitcoins created every 10 minutes. That's how Bitcoin is made. Bitcoin isn't printed. It's mined with every block that's created. So what's interesting about Bitcoin is that every 4 years, there is an event that cuts that supply in half. So what happened was, on November 28th of 2012, instead of 50 Bitcoins, it dropped to 25 Bitcoins.
Similar to when a stock splits, when they buy back shares, when a company buys back shares and it increases your percentage of ownership? I didn't mean split. I meant the other way. If a company buys back shares, doesn't that increase the value of the shares?
Well, the key thing in this one is not a matter as much as we are actually removing Bitcoins from the supply. What you're doing is you're reducing the amount of new Bitcoins that get added into the supply. So you said something really interesting. As of this precise moment, 86% of the Bitcoins have already been mined.
Right.
So you were right on. There's already 18.1 million Bitcoins in circulation.
So we're getting a lot closer than I think they thought 10 years ago to how long it would take to right? Is that right?
Well, the key thing is this. Everything is mathematically built in because Bitcoin keeps adjusting. So it averages out to 10 every 10 minutes a new block is created. If more miners are mining blocks faster, Bitcoin becomes harder and it slows it down.
You know, so George, let's stop for a second before we go out of this segment. What we're talking about is absolutely Greek, Russian, and Klingon wrapped into one obscure language to most people wandering around out there.
Sure.
And there, people are listening right now thinking, what in the heck does this have to do with me? And I have a hard time. I understand their thinking on this. Folks, I just keep listening. We're gonna clear this up a little bit better. You're not wrong. This is very complicated, and it's hard to understand, but it is the future, and that's what I'm trying to get across to people. This is where we're going, and you're going to have to learn it eventually. TwinTales, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.